Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. In case you missed the audio.
35-yard attempt, well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. Is left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper.
Who?
Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs block a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal.
He sounded like Dennis Nedry from Jurassic Park when the little the Barbasol can opens with that high squeak laugh. Stephen Hughes just losing his mind in the booth, too.
It's funny because Stephen in Iowa sent me a message last night. He goes, there's a subtle laugh after Mitch says it's blocked, it's blocked. And if Matt can isolate it, I feel like it would be up there with, you know, where we gonna park or, you know, Frank White math and stuff like that. I'm like that right there, that Danen laugh is just, I think, exactly how we were all feeling, right? Like, geez, I can't believe this again. Like, they just find ways to win, and that's what separates them from everybody else. Great teams find ways to win. They do the little things that equal big things, which convert into wins. Bad teams don't do that. Even good teams don't do that all the time. It's the great teams that know how to find ways to win. And the Chiefs did that again yesterday. I was just talking to one of the guys in our office that's a Bronco fan because he just moved in from Denver, right?
What do you mean our office?
Yeah, JR down here.
There's nobody here but us.
Yeah, Bronco fan. And he goes, we're just never going to beat you guys. And I said, yeah, that's probably true. Denver just kind of resigned to the fact that you can try, but you're not going to find a way to beat this team.
Blocked.
Before we get into what I want to talk about, which is who had, you know, the worst weekend, am I just new to this, or is this like been the way it's always been? Like, that game was so exciting, and the Chiefs are 9-0, and there's literally people out there that are Chiefs fans that are just angry today. Like, am I new to this?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Mac was talking in my ear.
Maybe they're not angry. But and then you go and do that. Maybe they're not angry, but like, I get it. You're not going to please everybody. And I'm trying to like be the best I can at like being nice and doing nice things for people. But like, we're not having this conversation about Mahomes unless that field goal is blocked.
Oh, come on.
Also,
man.
The Chiefs winning was because of the defense. The defense had to get those stops yesterday when the offense was stagnant. He missed throws yesterday. He was not great.
See, this is why I gave up the text line for Lent.
And I understand this why you gave it up. But, like, I had no idea that there are really Chiefs fans out there like this. Like, I want to take time because Fesco says this all the time, and I'm not trying to turn into Bob, but for a second I'm going to. Like, you are taking this way out of context, because like you're taking this for granted is what that texter is doing. The fact that you wake up on a morning after a game like that and to bitch and moan and complain because Patrick Mahomes didn't throw 34 for 39 for 355 and 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, have a rating of 158.3, you're upset. You just won a divisional game. You locked up your division. Yes, it's the defense's fault that they were winning yesterday because that's a good thing. Yes, it's okay if he doesn't doesn't throw for 900 yards. Guess what? Are you mad that Kareem Hunt didn't run for 40 yards or more because your bet didn't hit? Like, how are people like this in the world of the Chiefs? Yeah, they are 9-0, and they're great.
Yeah, welcome to my world, man. And this guy says
my brother complained all night last night, spoiled. You sound like spoiled-ass kids
that live
in Leawood or Mission Hills because you didn't get VR for Christmas, but your daddy makes $6.5 million a year. Enjoy this. Have fun. I don't want to be this type of Dusty. I've done this 4 or 5 times in my life. You all with this negative mindset that keeps coming in. How can you have this conversation about Patrick Mahomes? How can you think that he was good yesterday? Because he won the damn game.
Yeah, they won him. But
in the fourth
I'm just going to tell you, stop reading the text line because
I'm not gonna
it just
do that.
Does
That's
that.
That's your life. You can live that life.
That's a bad...
I want to know things. Like, why are people like this?
I don't care why they're like that. They're quite frankly not people that I want to associate with after a big win yesterday.
That is insane to me.
If you walk away,
go be a Jets fan. Go be a Cowboys fan. Yeah. Go call your buddy. I'll call my buddy Mike Price today, and I'll say, how you feel on this Sunday? He goes, dude, my team sucks. I hate it. I envy you. I have this envy for Chiefs fans. Yeah, you know what I can tell my buddy Mike, who's a diehard Cowboys fan who refuses to lose his fandom? I'm like, boy, how about those Chiefs? He goes, man, you guys got something there. But I've got a guy on the text line today that's pissed because Mahomes didn't throw for 305 and have a rate. Come on.
Yeah, like see that for me.
What are we doing?
I just don't need those folks in my life
right now.
I really don't. Yeah.
Mizzou won. KU beat a ranked opponent.
How about
Colorado won.
Yeah.
Unnecessary in this conversation. And the Chiefs won.
Yeah, I know. That's
and
why I don't read the text line. I'm just not going to do it.
Complaining.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to do it. I get it. But I'm going to.
I know. But don't give them the time of day, though,
Dusty. I am
going to
give them the time of day because they're getting crushed by the true people.
I know.
Here.
But we've got thousands of fans that walked out of that stadium on cloud nine yesterday that were hugging and celebrating and were so much fun. The people who are probably texting in sat in their basement yesterday, their parlay didn't hit, or their fantasy team lost, and they don't have any friends.
We're not having discussion today if that field goal is not blocked. Guess what? It was blocked, though.
You know what? And if
Have fun with it. And
if I didn't have a, well, I'd be an ant. Okay? So there's a lot of, like, what-ifs out there. And again, like, I'm at a state in my life right now, and I'm gonna get real for a minute here.
You're not a real Chiefs fan if you're complaining today.
I'm 47
Fact.
Years old, okay? I've seen a lot in sports. I've seen a lot in life. I told Mac a while back, there's not a lot of good surprises that you have in life. Most of the surprises that you get are bad or negative. There's a lot of negativity in the world today. And sports, especially in Kansas City at this point in time, is one of those things that is very joyful. And with the Royals doing what they did and the current on the cusp of winning a championship and all the three locals having themselves a weekend and, you know, and like Monday morning, man, and after that Chiefs game and you're not excited and you're not having a good time, I just don't have room for you in my life anymore. I don't have time for the negativity when we're sitting at 9-0. Life is too short to bitch and moan that Patrick Mahomes didn't do enough for you to cash in your parlay or for you to win your fantasy game or whatever the case may be. Stop getting down in the stats that don't matter and look at the stats that do matter and look at what does matter in life. Because for 3 hours yesterday, we watched a football team go back and forth.
Yeah.
And it looked like they may lose a football game, and they found a way to win it. And 76,000 fans erupted and celebrated and loved life and were hugging and we were kissing total strangers. And we felt like we were being carried out of a stadium on cloud nine. I got to be honest with you. I just don't have time in my life for negative people because they suck. And they suck the energy. They suck the brain cells. They suck the life. They suck the joy. And we're all battling stuff, whether it's whatever the case may be. Everybody knows what they're battling in life. And when you can have a football team that can win games and take your mind off of what's going on that's not right in the world or something that you don't like or you had a bad weekend at work and you can watch this football team win a game and have the, like, I almost cried. I can't tell you how many times yesterday because of how emotionally spent I was and excited I was after that game yesterday. Like, I wanted to cry multiple times yesterday.
Right.
I'm hugging people I don't know. I had such a great day yesterday. The team won. The city's alive. This is a 9-0 football team. We're the best in the NFL.
But by God, could Patrick Mahomes play better?
Yeah, see, and that right, like, there, like, I just don't have room for that in my life. I just don't.
I just, you know, I if you were, if that's your mindset today, Go back and watch every game of the 2012 season. And let me know where you're at after that. Because I'll take 9-0. I'll take this team. And I know I wasn't supposed to get off the rails there, but it is what it is. I have to address that sort of stuff because I want to make sure that I'm not in the minority. I want to make sure that I'm okay.
I think a lot of times it's the vocal minority that we give so much attention to, and we just got to stop doing that.
And, you know,
in everything.
You know, I mean, somebody says, and I'll address this. I will. LOL, Dusty. You can't get upset because people are being realistic about Pat not playing. It's Patrick, by the way, not playing that well right now. It's okay, man. And also to say people aren't real Chiefs fans is a terrible look. Some of us have been fans longer than you've been alive.
Nobody cares.
Let me be realistic for you. And I know I'm late and I'm going to get in trouble with my boss today during my meeting. I don't care. You're not understanding the big picture. Patrick Mahomes is 9-0. If you're upset, I mean, I can get the numbers out, man. I don't understand it.
It's not like, Pat, but this is a team game, too. That's the other thing, and that's the beauty of it. If Patrick doesn't play his best, they find ways to win. If another team has a quarterback that doesn't play his best, the Jets, they don't find ways to win. The Dallas Cowboys.
He was 28 of 42, 266 a touchdown, zero interceptions. He was sacked four effing times.
Yeah.
He had no time to throw the ball. He had a huge, huge run that you're probably not giving him any credit for on one frickin' ankle, by the way, is what he's playing on. And he had zero fumbles while getting sacked, and he still pulled a 92 rating out of his ass. So if you want to say that I'm not a fan because you've lived longer than me, I've got two birds for you, and you, my sir, are S-A-W-F-T soft.
Yeah, but again, I mean...
Don't tell me that you're old and I'm not a Chiefs fan. I lived in 2012. I watched Damon Heward, Brady Quinn, Brody Croyle. I watched all those guys my entire life. I've done that. I've been there.
And I don't care what you have. And if you're,
I'm enjoying this. If
you're gonna want like breaking down this like whole true Chiefs fan nonsense, which I think is a joke anyway. If you're sitting there and you're saying somebody's not a true Chiefs fan because you lived through it all, then you should really be enjoying these moments because you lived through crap, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you lived through 50 years of S-H-I, fill in the last letter,
correct, right?
Of an organization that couldn't get out of their own way. And if you live through all of that, God love you. You're old and appreciate you being on the earth for this long. If you live through that, if you live through the Frank Gans years, if you live through from really the end of basically Hank Stram to the beginning of Marty Schottenheimer, and you live through all of that, and then you live through Gunther Cunningham, and you live through Herm Edwards, and you live through Todd Haley, that should give you even more of an appreciation for what's going on right now. And you should be wrapping your arms around it and loving it up instead of sitting there and figuring out ways that the world is ending when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Because
it's not just about one player. It's not about one position. It's not about one anything. It's about this entire team. And this entire team right now is the best in the NFL. So, again, I can't go down the negative route. I'm not going to let myself go down there.
We're done with
I've cleaned the text line out of my life because negative texts like that get to me.
All right.
And I'm 47 years old and my mental health is too important. And I don't care what you think about Patrick Mahomes not having a 158 point.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's
go to break.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.